Thanks for choosing to listen to the sermon from Pastor Kim Beckman and Evanston's Emmanuel Lutheran Church. This sermon is from Sunday, June 14th, 2020. At Emmanuel Lutheran Church, we welcome people of every age and size, color and culture, every sexual orientation and gender identity, socioeconomic status, every ability and challenge. We welcome believers and questioners and questioning believers. In this time of social isolation, you can join our online Zoom services every Sunday morning from your computer or your smart device at 10:30 a.m. Find the link to our service at emmanuelevanston.org/events. And now here's this week's sermon from our interim pastor, Kim Beckman.
Grace to you and peace from God and from our Savior, who is Jesus the Christ. Amen. Back in the day, my family's home was an oasis for seminarians during their internship year. The parade of vicars shows up on family slides of full-day encampments on the beach, ice skating parties, and at the dinner table where they shared in our stretched and meager meals on the cheap. I wasn't sure how they all found their way to us, but having seen how that works now, I know it was likely word of mouth passed down from intern to intern, year by year. If you need a landing pad, head over to the Beckmans. It was part of our lives in all of my father's calls to day school, so I think this hospitality must have been a family thing for us. The vicars brought us joy in times of celebration, and they were there for us at difficult moments with gifts that our family needed for life to go on. And they have stories, too, about the way being incorporated into our household helped them through that lonely year while trying to get the hang of ministry in a difficult and different place and in a tumultuous time in the 60s and early 70s when everything was changing and civil rights were being adjudicated on the march and in streets as well as in the courts. From time to time, I'm still surprised when these strangers who became family for a season pop into my life when I'm least expecting them. They never show up at my doorstep, thank goodness, mostly just over the internet, because although I keep a guest room clean for any possible visitor that might need a bed, I can't say the rest of our house is ever company ready. So I sympathize with Abraham and Sarah when three visitors just seem to materialize, glowing without warning, and land at their desert oasis during the heat of the day, while Abraham dozes on the tent-flapped porch under the oak trees. Maybe Abraham sensed their presence as he opened his eyes and they shimmered a little bit, startling him awake. Abraham springs into action. He doesn't leave them just cooling their heels on the porch while things get ready, but he hustles to wash their feet and to offer morsels, tidbits. He brings out the cheese plate while mobilizing his household for a bona fide feast. Then Abraham settles in to get to know them. They enjoy the refreshment of the oasis while the barbecue smokes the tender calf. Does Abraham see those wings that shimmer? Does he know these strangers, these visitors, are the Lord, clothed as the Lord's messengers? That same Lord who has been popping into his life, promising him the gift of life and a child for years and decades, promising life in an ever-expanding circle of generations, a nation, descendants as numerous as stars and sands, sent as a blessing to the entire world, angels and messengers of the Lord themselves? Or is Abraham just welcoming everyone to the oasis, as though he expects that any arrival there is bearing with them a powerful gift of life that is needed and longed for in the household, as though he anticipates that the Lord's image is in every arrival, treating each and all with attention to their particular needs and mutually receiving the gifts of one another. Either way, Abraham and Sarah receive their blessing in these visitors. There's still some waiting and trusting involved. And also, there's a bit of laughing. There is an incredulous strangeness to the ways of God. But God is making for them an opening for a sweeping blessing for the world. When it didn't seem a way through for them was possible, keeping God's promise to them in the gift of a child, the gift of life that ripples through time. We meet that child and receive that gift of life today in Jesus, who comes through those generations. God's impossible possible. God come to us in the flesh to save us and raise us up. But Jesus is on the loose. He's not in any one place, but he is all over the place with good news that God's rule of love and life is near us with the promise of life, promising us a morsel and then setting us a banquet of life, curing deep down the epidemic of dis-ease and the sickness of fear, of callous disregard, of hopelessness or weariness in the places that he comes to visit. Jesus looks out over the crowd, over the peoples, over the gallery, over the streets. Jesus looks over spaces emptied and altered by COVID and plywood, the marketplaces and the offices and even our church buildings. And he has compassion over us and for us. Jesus sees you. Jesus sees us. He sees the utter exasperation we're sometimes feeling that's often just on the surface of things and sometimes even surprises us when it comes out. The way that the waiting and the worry and the grief wears and settles on us and dulls what joys can even be found. The wear and tear of constant discrepancies in a barrage of news and messaging, even among some things returning to normal and returning to life. There are the conflicting levels of leadership and the sense that sometimes no one is at the helm as we pray for Jesus to take the wheel and get us out of this. Jesus sees the impact of racism and inhumanity, sees our dis-ease and our discomfort and our anger and feelings of helplessness and how long, O Lord, in coming to terms with the depth of the cure that we need. Jesus comes to us. We've been hearing week by week that he does not leave us orphaned or resourceless. I am constantly actually amazed that 10 years ago, facing a time of COVID, we could never have dreamed of staying together like this, being able to hear the word and to share together the life of Jesus' own body and blood, and to make a joyful noise, as thin or strained as it sometimes feels to us, coming through those tiny fiber optics and bouncing off all the cell towers. But this is still finally gift, a just-in-time miracle of gathering for worship. In the face of a global pandemic, God still makes a landing place, a way of blessing for us here. We may come here today feeling enough is enough, but in the servant washing of our feet here and the promise of a morsel and in the long-awaited Jesus, who is both our guest and our host, preparing a feast of life for us in this oasis, we are blessed and we find ourselves leaving feeling enough is enough. We see Jesus coming to us and the shimmer of wings and messengers of God with blessings for us. In the faces of each person lighting up our gallery today look at you. We're here today to bear Jesus to one another and to bring hope and joy into each other's lives. I'm renewed every time one of our phone callers tells us offline how blessed they are to be able to hear our voices, and how every time someone struggles and finds their way through the technological thicket to this oasis of refreshment in the weariness and isolation and can see everybody here, there is laughter and there is rejoicing that this life, this worship is possible here, still and yet, for the challenges that we face. But Jesus also sees that we need a bigger boat, the power of the morsel that's multiplied into the feast of life. Even Jesus knows that the gift of life has to spread faster than disease. So he multiplies the deployment of healers exponentially. Just as the disciples are sent out of their already itinerancy, we are sent out of our already encampment in this cyber oasis. Jesus sends out the team of angel messengers. Jesus sends us out again, somewhat defenselessly, vulnerable, traveling light, with a gift to share, open and needing to also receive the gifts of the kindness of the strangers that we encounter with good news. Last week, we talked about the permeable baptismal robes that leave us still vulnerable to the sufferings of the world. And I was reminded at coffee hour that many of us are called in our work to put on all kind of manner of personal protective equipment that still leaves us open, vulnerable to human suffering and ills and disease. We're reminded of the blessing of the mask, inviting us, even as we put on our PPE as baptismal robes, to go into the world each day with a mission to preserve the blessing we've received of life. We entertain angels out there, unaware, in Christ's name, every day in that mission field that we call our work and our neighborhood and our household. We resolve together not to let anyone in the human family left cooling their heels, waiting on the porch for shelter and for food, for equity and justice and dignity any longer, but to recognize the image of our Creator and to receive blessings in the gift that they have to share that are gifts that we as community desperately need. We engage that mutual hospitality as members of our congregation join the Poor People's Campaign March virtually this week. The same technology that brings us today to this refreshment and oasis allows us to welcome others into this household of faith with just the click of a forward button. And you are already here from all over the country and from elsewhere in Chicagoland, adding your gifts to this community of prayer and praise. We can still multiply these gifts exponentially, inviting others that we know, all of us harassed and helpless from all over the country, to come to this cyber oasis and to see here the compassionate face of Jesus, to receive healing and raising up in a perfectly life-preserving, socially distanced way. The amazing gift for us is that in this time of national and global need for hope and healing, our mission field doesn't have to be limited to the Evanston area and who can get to our church. But anyone, literally anyone we know that has a telephone, forwarded from Constant Contact and Facebook to anyone we know who's feeling harassed and helpless, to everyone in need of a shepherd leader with power to save and heal and forgive and turn us around, a God who sees us and our every need and supplies it creatively and abundantly with whatever is at hand. You know, you have something pretty fabulous to share here. A great spirit of life and hospitality. Emmanuel, God with us. Do you know anyone who needs raising up? You've come to the right place. Jesus is near. Jesus is here with love and hospitality for you and for all the boatload of friends that you've brought with you to be angels and messengers to the world in turn. So let the church say, Amen. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the sermon from Pastor Kim Beckman and Evanston's Emmanuel Lutheran Church. And again, we welcome you to join our weekly online services each Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Go to emmanuelevanston.org/events. And thanks for listening.